Welcome back. It's Ariel. This is for all the young members of the healing room, all the kids. I'm going to talk about when you feel bad about yourself. You know, like say some kid at school draws better than you, or they're a better athlete than you, or maybe you're a good athlete or you're a good artist, but they sing better, or maybe they have more friends, or maybe you really like how you dress and you think you're a cool dresser, but they have this really cool family and you wish you had their family, or you have the great family and they don't. Or maybe they're always laughing and seem happy and you don't feel so good and you're not happy. Or maybe they have dark, black, shiny hair and tan skin and you don't. You have light skin and light hair and you wish your skin or your hair was like theirs. Or maybe they wish theirs was like yours. This is called comparison. And people do it of all ages. People do it as teenagers. They do it as adults. And even you kids sometimes in your healings are telling me that you guys are already doing it. You're already feeling bad, like maybe you didn't do well at school on a test or something, or you didn't get your homework done, or you got yelled at. Maybe you did something to one of your siblings at home, your brothers or sisters, and you got in trouble. There are so many reasons we can feel bad about ourselves. Sometimes it's just because we're getting sick, or we don't feel good, or we're exhausted. Sometimes it's just because we ate sugar. Sometimes sugar makes us feel crazy and happy, but then we kind of crash and we get in a really bad mood later. But whatever the reason is that you might feel bad about yourself and comparing yourself to other people, I have a secret solution. There's a way that I've learned to always feel really good about myself. And here's how. Whenever I start to feel a little bit down or something, I just turn on the magic light. What I'm talking about is God's light or the angelic light. And it's up to us to pour it over us like confetti or fairy dust. We have to ask. The angels aren't just going to sit there pouring fairy dust on people all the time. So I've trained myself to ask. So let's do it. We ask in the name of God, in the name of the light. We ask the angels to move in around us. Our spirit guides to move around us. And we ask them to give us some of that light, to pour that sparkly light over us, around us, through us, in us. We ask that we can feel it. It can feel cool or tingling. We ask that it pours over our back, our arms, our legs, all the way down to our feet. We ask that it pours over our head. This fairy dust, this light from the angels, is what makes me feel special. If I call it in and I let it pour over me and in me, I feel sparkly inside. I feel magical. So the next time you feel bummed out or depressed or you're crying, you just need some fairy dust. Just ask your angels to pour the sparkly light over you. Ask them to make you feel special. The feeling of being special comes from within. For example, you can look at the poorest kid in class whose pants are too short because his parents don't have any money. They hardly have enough money to put food on the table for him to eat. And his shoes have holes in them because they don't have enough money to give him new shoes. And his shirt is too short. But he might feel really special inside. Because if he feels fantastic within, he doesn't care what everybody else is saying about him. If people are making fun of him, he doesn't care if he's got this magical light inside of him. You can be really dressed up in the coolest clothes. You have the coolest shoes in class. You got the coolest hair and feel miserable if you don't have the light inside of you. So we ask one more time. We ask our angels and our guides to take a big bucket of this sparkly light and pour it down over us. We just open our arms and open our hands and open our chest and we allow it to come into us. We allow it to shift our mood. We allow it to make us feel special. You can ask for this anytime you want, But the best time to ask for it is when you have time to be still and quiet. In other words, running on the playground, the angels might have trouble like chasing you down to pour this bucket of sparkly light over you. You want to sit somewhere, under a tree, in the yard, in your bed, or lie down and ask them to do it, and then pay attention to how you feel. So one more time, we ask the angels to light you up, to make everything glow. They've already poured the light in, so now everything's going to start glowing brighter and brighter. Any color you want, all through your body. Black, brown, and gray aren't good colors to visualize or ask for because those make us feel heavy. Those are thicker vibrations. You want to think of the rainbow when you ask for light in your body or picture light in your body. The rainbow has these light, bright colors. Those are great colors to light yourself up with. We ask that our hands are lit up, that our smile is lit up, our eyes are twinkling. We ask that we feel special from within no matter what is going on with everybody else. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to the light. Until next time, this is Ariel in the Healing Room.